AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. At the G7 summit in Germany, President Obama and German Chancellor Angela Merkel talked about Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest says Merkel has played a leading role in keeping up pressure on Russia.
The goal is to ensure that it continues on a range of issues, including on sanctions, which impose significant economic costs on the Russian economy, again, as a result of Russia's destabilizing actions in Ukraine.
Both Obama and Merkel agree economic sanctions against Russia should remain until the full implementation of a Ukrainian peace deal and Russian respect for its neighbor's sovereignty. Lawmakers are saying the hacking of government employee personnel files could get worse if not stopped. The job ahead is to find out those responsible and make sure it doesn't happen again. New York Republican Congressman Peter King was asked if he thinks the U.S. should retaliate once it's known who did it.
I don't think we should announce what we're doing, and I think the president and his administration have the capacity to respond once they find out through the malware signature who they believe this is. Then I think, there has to be a price to pay for this.
Severe weather is expected today across the Plain States. Rich Thompson is at the National Weather Service.
Damaging winds should be the main threat with these storms. Some of the areas that potentially could be impacted later would be Indianapolis and areas near and just south of Chicago, back over towards St. Louis, Kansas City, Topeka, and western Kansas, eastern Colorado.
Colorado has been hit hard by severe weather since Thursday. A search team in Texas found a body near the Blanco River. Nine bodies in all have been found as a result of flooding over Memorial Day weekend. The search goes on in upstate New York near the Canadian border for two convicted murderers who escaped from a maximum security prison. Roadblocks have been set up. Bloodhounds and helicopters are being used to track down the men. This is AP Radio News. Tonight in Oakland, Game 2 of the NBA Finals, the Golden State Warriors have a one-game-to-none advantage over the Cleveland Cavaliers. The Cavs and LeBron James will not have Kyrie Irving in the lineup. He fractured his kneecap.
Especially at this stage, you want to try to be, as close to full strength as possible, throughout these games, especially when you're going against a worthy opponent like we're facing. It's a tough situation for our team, and, guys have to pick up.
LeBron James scored 44 points in a Game 1 loss for Cleveland. Broadway honors its best tonight at the Tony Awards in New York. Sting is nominated for his musical, The Last Ship.
I'm delighted. Totally delighted. Over the moon. Nice to be invited to the party, and it's a great party.
The nominated musicals On the 20th Century, Something Rotten, The Visit, The King and I, On the Town, Fun Home, and American in Paris will perform. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.